This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and their sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C. Surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers, the experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that many veterans never experienced upon returning from duty. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaningful chapter in their lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not just confined to holidays or ceremonies. It's expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at a great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have only lasted a couple days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. A research mission is bringing new technology to Saginaw Bay later this summer. From July 29th through September 4th, scientists with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory will operate an uncrewed surface vessel known as SeaTrack as part of the SHARC project, which studies harmful algal blooms in Lake Huron. Based out of Sebring, the autonomous craft will collect water data while traveling through the bay, including areas as far north as Caseville. Officials are reminding boaters and other water users to keep a distance of at least 200 feet from the vessel while it is conducting its research. A proposal moving through the Michigan House would expand parental access to their children's medical records by removing some existing confidentiality protections for minors who receive certain types of health care without parental involvement. House Bill 5974, introduced by State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, is under review by the House Health Policy Committee. This measure would require health care providers to make a minor's medical records available to parents or legal guardians, except where federal law prohibits disclosure. In Michigan, state law places strict limits on what minors can do without a parent's approval, including getting a tattoo, purchasing tobacco products, signing legal contracts such as mortgages, or even casting a ballot. Current Michigan law allows minors in specific situations to consent to services such as treatment for sexually transmitted infections, some pregnancy-related care, substance abuse treatment, limited outpatient mental health counseling for teens 14 and older, and certain federally funded family planning services. In those cases, the minor may control who can access the related medical records. Supporters of the legislation say parents should have full access to medical information involving children for whom they are legally responsible. Opponents argue that preserving confidentiality in limited circumstances encourages vulnerable teenagers to seek necessary medical care, cases without fear of disclosure. The bill remains in committee as lawmakers continue to debate the balance between parental authority and a minor's medical privacy rights. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about a new home? Ready to refinance? Or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects, big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we do have one obituary today. Carrie Lynn Campbell of Unionville, age 53, passed away Friday, June 19th. Carrie was born on December 29, 1972, in Owosso, Michigan. On September 3, 2021, she married Michael Campbell, and Carrie is survived by her husband, Mike Campbell, her children, Hunter and Kylie, her brothers and sister. In accordance with Carrie's wishes, cremation is to take place with a celebration of life to be held at 5:30 p.m., on Sunday, June 28th, at Faithway Church, 3108 Rescue Road in Bad Axe, Michigan. Memorial contributions may be made to the family with checks payable to Michael Campbell. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Seaboyne. Friends and family may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Don't let another great event pass you by. Whether it's a summer festival, charity fundraiser, live concert, craft show, workshops, community dinner, or local celebrations, updated with events from across the thumb, it's your one-stop source for what's happening in our area. Access it anytime from your phone, tablet, or computer. Visit thumbnet.net and click on Community Calendar. Thumbnet.net, keeping the thumb connected, one event at a time.
And we're back with more news. A major breakthrough has emerged overnight from the Bergenstock Mountain Resort in Switzerland, where U.S. and Iranian negotiators have officially agreed to a comprehensive 60-day roadmap toward a final peace deal. Led by Vice President J.D. Vance and Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghdadir Ghalibaf, the tense high-level talks initially faltered over military rhetoric, but recovered to establish a direct deconfliction cell aimed at keeping the vital Strait of Hormuz open to international trade. While the strategic roadmap lays the groundwork for peace, technical delegations will remain in Switzerland for the rest of the week to hammer out enforcement mechanisms. The White House expresses extreme cautious optimism, noting that a permanent communication line is crucial to preventing localized skirmishes from escalating into broader maritime conflicts. And polls have officially closed across Colombia following a highly contentious second round of voting to determine the presidency for the 2026 to 2030 term. Electoral authorities report a historic voter turnout, driven largely by intense debate surrounding domestic economic reforms, rural security infrastructure, and ongoing peace negotiations with active dissident groups. International observers are praising generally peaceful conduct of the balloting process, despite isolated logistical delays in remote Amazonian regions. The incoming administration faces the immediate task of uniting a politically polarized electorate while managing volatile inflation and fluctuating coffee export valuations. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Now through July 6th, it's the Stars and Stripes sale at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the 250th birthday of the USA, and that means you can save up to 25% off store-wide and up to 70% off accessories. Save up to $700 on select Beautyrest Black mattresses and adjustable base sets, or pick up Ashley Sleep Queen mattresses starting at just $299. But wait, there's more. Summer is heating up, and so are the hot buys at Ashley and Bad Axe. Get a dining set for two, only $299. Recliners starting from $299, and the sleek, industrial-inspired Starmore bed frame for just $499. And the best part? You can make it more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Hurry into Ashley and Bad Axe because the sale ends July 6th. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.